This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line, the skipper of the LSU Fighting Tigers, Jay Johnson. Jay, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon, Coach.
Good to talk to you guys. How you been?
Been great. Coach, I got to tell you this story. Last week, we doing all this Super Bowl coverage, in the convention center, and you getting grabbed to do interviews here and there, if it's Las Vegas or New York or Chicago, you name it, to pull me aside. And one of them asked me a really good question. I had to give him an honest answer. Said, what's the worst part about doing Sports Talk? And I said, man, from May 15th to the end of June, so you got to do me a solid, Coach. You got to keep winning and get this team to Omaha. You got to get me through that rough stretch, Coach. Do that for me. I would really appreciate it.
Hey, you know what? I was already plenty motivated to do all that, but you just gave me another reason. So let's go. Let's help you out.
I appreciate it, Coach. Coach, yesterday you talked about what would you run, basically your weekend lineup. And for people who kind of short memory about Chase Shores, he really looked great. Now he's been out a year and a half. Right-handed pitcher for you, and you announced that he would be your Sunday pitcher. But I think everybody wants to know about his progress, injury-wise, how that's gone. But, man, Chase Shores is somebody – he's a big man up on that mound. And, boy, if he can stay healthy, you got something there. And early on, will this be sort of a pitch count or inning count with him?
Well, we actually do that with all of our pitchers early in the year. You won't see anybody – start an inning after 90 in the non-conference. And, you know, happy to report, you know, Chase was up to 75 last weekend. We pushed him to that.
Okay.
He's at a full ramp. The good thing about his surgery timing is he obviously, unfortunately, missed all of last year, but we are not rushing him back. Like, when you talk about pitching in a competitive game, he'll be at just about 21, 22 months since the last time he pitched. And what I've learned about Tommy John, the longer you have, the better it goes, but he's built his pitch count, so he's actually about right where he should be, you know, as if the injury never happened, which is outstanding.
Now, Coach Johnson, how do you view, name, image, and likeness, transfer portal, and all that comes about, and the expectations from a fan base or, a top-notch university like LSU and the expectations that come with that? Obviously, you look at LSU football fans. Well, damn, we got to be in the playoffs. It's not the Final Four. Can we be in that Final 12? Do you feel like, SEC, we want to be an SEC champion, the SEC tournament, and all that stuff. But is it like the people come on the street and tell you, Coach Johnson, we going back to Omaha or not?
Well, what's great about that is as much as those people want to be in Omaha, they want it about 1% of the way I want it. So,
okay.
and I hope I hope that's reflected in the way we work, the way we run the program. Certainly proud of the fact that, you know, we won a national championship in our second year. That's never been done in the history of college baseball, so I'm proud of that. We've played in 6 championship games in the 3 years that I've been here, and super excited about where we're headed. And I know the deal here, and it's why I came here. You know, you want as many bites at the apple as you possibly can, and my whole life is built around Omaha, so you might as well be at a place that wants to be there and tries to help you get there as much as the people and the fans at LSU do.
Coach, one of the guys that hot buzz, I know we get a lot of calls and texts about it, Daniel Dickinson, who was at Utah Valley, coming here now, looks as though he'll be your second baseman. But give everybody a little bit of a profile on Daniel. And he seems to be somebody, man, the buzz is on him.
Yeah, really good player. Can affect the game in a lot of ways. You know, I'll go a different reference, like a football reference. Like, and I think about like Darren Sproles, you know, who was such a great player, you know, in the NFL
right.
for the Saints. And, you know, he could impact the game a lot of ways. He could run the ball. He could catch it out of the backfield. He could return kicks. Like, that's kind of Danny on the baseball field. He's got hitting ability. He's got a little bit of power. He's a really good base runner, good speed, good range on defense. So he just impacts the game in a lot of ways. And, you know, the best part about him is he plays really hard. So he's an easy player to get behind, and he'll make a big impact on our team this year.
Now, Coach Johnson, I guess it's a good problem to have is that when you have a lot of really good players, but they can't all play. I mean, it's a constant evaluation. And just talk about that process. It's like if you hot, and maybe against a particular team who might be in the lineup. But I guess that'd be better to have too many good players than not enough. When you talk about you only could have 9 on the field and the different roles they might have. But just talk about that, and I know you want to have that depth because you're going to have injuries and all that. But I know you take the approach that, hey, you got to produce, and if you're the best, you're going to be out there.
Yeah, no doubt. I think the good part about LSU is the players know they're at LSU, meaning they know we're going to have other good players, and the expectation is to play well often. And so that's just kind of part of the thing that comes along with it. And, you know, you want to build a roster that has some versatility because, you know, you see left-handed pitchers, you see right-handed pitchers. You know, winning in the SEC, you need power, but to win in Omaha, you really need speed and defense. And so I think we have a very well-balanced team, and we'll find time for guys. And the goal is to win as many games as we can while we're kind of figuring out that recipe or what that best team ultimately looks like. And I'm excited to do that. Yeah, I will say that, you know, one of our things for this year is really being together and committed to the team. And, you know, we haven't had any adversity yet. You know, I haven't written out that first lineup or somebody hasn't not played for 3 games, but I do like the vibe of the togetherness of the team right now.
Coach, a guy that basically grew up in Baton Rouge, but got to pitch out on the Bayou, and I still live there. So I got to see him play for a couple years at Nichols, Jacob Myers, and then transfers to LSU. What is kind of his role here on the pitching staff for the Tigers? You talk about a guy that he wasn't even a zero recruit. I mean, he got recommended to Nichols State by somebody who thought, man, look at him. He's got some potential there. Did a great job as a freshman. Followed that up with a really strong year last year. But your thoughts on Jacob Myers and kind of where he fits in your rotation at LSU?
Yeah, I'm excited about Jacob. He's tremendously talented. He's kind of one of those X-factor guys where when it clicks for him, we go to a different level as a team. He's going to pitch out of the bullpen. He's going to face some of the other team's best hitters. And if he's on, it's really hard to hit him hard and square up. So we're excited about Jacob. He's a great kid. He's got a great family. Very thankful that he chose LSU, and I can't wait to get him in the ballgame.
What are the kind of changes, and all skippers go through this, what's best for the team, and you move Steven Milam to the shortstop position. Michael Braswell, now who was playing short, now is at third. But the decision to move Milam to the shortstop position, was that something he thought of or you thought of, or you just say, hey, look, this best for the team and best for him?
You know, we have a really good infield this year. When you talk about Steven, he played pretty much every day last year and was a freshman All-American. Michael's played 3 years in the SEC. Jared Jones back at first base, a lot of experience. And then adding Danny, who's, you know, Team USA infielder. I think we just needed to figure out what was going to be best for the totality of the team. And then really what happened was we were about to make the move in the middle of the fall, and he got sick, and he actually missed. Steven got sick and missed like 3 weeks. So I actually feel like we would have had this resolved in the fall, but because he got sick, we didn't really have it resolved. So a lot of people made a big deal about it, but he's a really good infielder. He's got good feet. He can come get the ball. He's got good lateral quickness right and left, which, you know, allows him to have good range, make a lot of plays. He always talks in the field. You want your shortstop to be a talker out there and keep everybody engaged. So I'm really excited to have him there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Coach Jared Jones, we had Scott Sanders on a few times, and he was like, Mike, what I'm seeing with him is his development as a hitter. He sort of reminded me a little bit of a guy, man, growing up, I watched him play, Dave Kingman. It was either a strikeout or a home run. There was nothing in between with it with Kingman. But he became a much better hitter as the season went along. And if you, I know one thing, if you're in a fight, you want him on your side because, man, the way he's pieced together, his development in the fall and also into the spring as an all-around player, because you could tell that guy's got a lot of talent and he could hit a baseball.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think the exciting part is the best is yet to come. This is a guy that's hit 42 homers in his first 2 years, done a lot of great things. We got lucky in getting him through the draft because he was draft eligible last year. And he's really improved here in this last year. And I'm glad to hear somebody has recognized that. He's in a great spot to start this year. And what I like is I think we got a little more help for him in the lineup. Obviously, we lost a great player in Tommy White. But I think the totality of the 1-9 this year is much better. And that's going to give Jared a lot of opportunities, which is great.
Coach, there's always, when you bring guys in, if it's transfer or freshman, you expect that they're going to be pretty good players. But has there been one guy, or maybe two guys, that have stuck out to you and say, wait, he's a lot better than maybe even we thought he would be when we recruited him? Has there been that type player or players on the roster, transfer portal guy, or maybe even from the freshman ranks, that has kind of outplayed even expectations?
Yeah, good. I appreciate that question. I think there's several. I'll go a couple different directions. Chris Stanfield, who we're very familiar with, he played at Auburn in the last 2 years. I thought he was a really talented player. You know, as a freshman, had two hits off Paul Skeens. And I was thinking at that time, like, man, we got to deal with this guy for the next couple years, which didn't fire me up too much. But he decided to go in the transfer portal, and he didn't really have a great season last year at Auburn for, you know, whatever reason. But he's a great athlete, electric athlete, been open to coachings, made some really good improvements offensively, much like Michael Braswell did last year. So I'm really excited about Chris. You know, one of our best freshman recruits, Derek Curiel. I mean, I knew he was a good player. I've been recruiting the kid since he was in seventh grade, and I was still at Arizona at the time. So it's not a surprise that he's good, but maybe a little bit of a surprise that maturity-wise he's as far along as he is. And so kind of excited about those two guys on the position player side. A couple pitchers that come to mind, Connor Benge, transfer from Dallas Baptist, right-hander that I think we're going to use a lot. And then another big 6'9 right-hander, Maverick Rizzi from Massachusetts, freshman. He's going to be getting the ball early and often, you know, late in the game, and super excited about him.
6'9, that's a big unit, part two, right? 6'9.
Yeah, like I could put myself on my shoulders like three times that I wouldn't be as tall as him.
You know what, Coach Johnson, talking about the pitching staff, obviously you want great pitches. I don't care if they're right or left-handed, but what is the breakdown and how do you view the staff, whether you're looking at starters, middle relievers, or closers? How does that come about, right or left-handers?
Well, we had a lot of work to do. We broke an SEC record last year for number of pitchers drafted. We led the country in strikeouts, and so we have a lot of turnover. So there's going to be a lot of new. Now, there's plenty of talent, but there's a little bit of new, you know. I think we have 5 left-handers on the staff. Not quite sure exactly the number of right-handers, but we kind of grouped them into guys that can extend for multiple innings, you know, 3 to 5 innings versus guys that are good for what I call one shot seal, so to speak. Like, you'll see a lot of guys roll out and give us a great inning, and then we'll hand it over to the next guy. But our pitching coach, Nate Yeske, has done a really good job and lining those guys up and giving them a good identity that they're pitching off of. And there's some tremendous young talent in there as well. So really excited about our pitching for this year and moving forward.
Coach Johnson, before we let you run, I'm going to hop in here and just ask you about the SEC again this year, because our friends over at D1 released their preseason top 25 and 6 of the top 10 from the SEC. It feels like every single year we're talking about this. But your early kind of gauge on, you know, your conference opponents, obviously we still have a few weeks to go until conference play and all that, but the SEC is going to be loaded once again this year. It's going to be another gauntlet.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I don't know if you guys remember this. I was just like a little kid when they used to have that WWF wrestling matches. They think they called it like the Royal Rumble, where those guys would all just go in there and beat up on everybody. That's the best thing I can come up with for league play. It's gonna be tough. A lot of good teams. 14 teams that probably could go to Omaha, if you want my opinion.
Coach, that's a lot. And you know, we kind of brag about SEC football wise, but there is nothing comparing that to SEC baseball because of the number of teams. It's unbelievable. And listen, we all love SEC football, but SEC baseball, best coaches, best players. Okay, kind of, I grew up watching most of those guys. They stayed out west. It was more of a West Coast deal. Every once in a while, you know, it kind of snuck into Texas a little bit. But it was much more on the West Coast. Today, it is SEC dominated.
No doubt about it. It's really hard to explain to people from the outside. And, you know, I have as good a perspective as anybody, you know, coming from being a West Coast guy. And times have changed, you know, because the investments the schools have made, the best players from out there are coming out here. And let me look at our deal, you know, with Paul Skeens, you know, with Gage Jump, with Thatcher Hurd, you know, this year, Anthony Ianson, you know, our Saturday starter, Derek Curiel, I mentioned, a freshman from West Covina, California, Riley Cooper, you know, we've got a pipeline here, but so does everybody else. You know, Vanderbilt's obviously had great players from California. Blake Burke, Tennessee's first baseman last year, was from California. Like, the best players are coming and playing in our league, and that's just the way that it is. I mean, you know, I'll use last year as an example. Like, you know, we finished seventh in the league, and we went to a regional at North Carolina, who, in my opinion, was the best team outside of the SEC last year, and we're striking out away from beating them on their home field and, you know, being back here for a home super regional. And that was the best team outside of our league last year. So the league's just on a different planet than everybody else.
Well, Coach Johnson, let me tell you how the fan base, how we view the LSU Fighting Tigers. You know, everything's big in Texas, but LSU baseball is big in Louisiana. You know, we got the Saints NFL, we got the Pelicans, that's an NBA team. You can't get any higher than that. And then you can look in Texas, the Aggies, and you got the Longhorns. Well, I don't know. They got the Houston Astros. I think I've heard of them, Major League Baseball. And you got the Texas Rangers and all that. Well, fans have said, you know what? How we treat LSU baseball, that's our major league team. And how we look in the spring and the summer, and we said, no, Louisiana, we don't have, New Orleans doesn't have a major league baseball team. I said, yeah, we do. The LSU Fighting Tigers. That's our major league team.
That's right. And tell everybody, keep telling everybody that. That's what we talk about here. This is the major league team for our state. And I'll tell you what, like, you know, I kind of came here on a leap of faith, but, you know, 3.5 years into it, getting ready for year four, it's exceeded my expectations. And I'm very grateful for the support. I'm all Louisiana all the time now, and just very thankful for how the state gets behind us.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us. I got a neighbor of mine, he tells me this all the time. There's two seasons in this world. It's not winter, summer, spring, fall. There's LSU football season, LSU baseball season. Nothing else. That's it for him.
That's right. That's right. Let's keep it that way.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Have a great night.
All righty. That was the skipper of the LSU baseball team, Jay Johnson.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.